Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Danny Zimmern and
Hilton Davis.
And we are in studio for Andrew, who's on vacation. And we're joined by Tim Reichon, Dr. Tim Reichon, SAIL Pensacola Executive Director, President, and bringing Foil Week to Pensacola. And before the break, Tim, we talked about that week, February the 24th through March 2nd. That's Mardi Gras weekend here. We're going to immerse your sailing folks in Mardi Gras, and we're going to have introduce these world-class athletes to sailing. And Maritime Park, for example, there's going to be places to watch and things to do and eat and have a beverage and enjoy that. I wonder, are the athletes, do they get paid, or these world-class athletes, do they get paid, or is it something they do kind of as a hobby?
They do not get paid. They actually have to register their boats to come and race, which actually supports all of the mechanism that it takes to run the race, the timing, the judging, all that sort of thing. But they come because it is truly a festival atmosphere, and that's really what makes Foiling Week so different than a standard regatta. Yeah, it's world-class racing on the water with your highest caliber athletes on the fastest boats, but off the water, you get this festival atmosphere. And you said that there's going to be immersion of our sailors in Mardi Gras and Pensacola culture, but we're planning to immerse Pensacola fans and people that don't even know about hydrofoiling in this type of sailing by coming to Community Maritime Park, getting their hands on these boats, seeing the boats fly up to the rail and turn around, and getting to meet these athletes. Full-on immersion both ways.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, I'll be honest here. I was not totally aware of what the whole foil ordeal was when it came to the sailboats. And then just a quick Google and YouTube later, you kind of really understand how insane some of those boats are. And I think a lot of people are going to be excited, you know, to see a little bit of that and understand what kind of really cool stuff we have coming to Pensacola.
We have the ability in Community Maritime Park to offer a thing we call the foiling experience. So we'll be able to sign people up to take them out on a small foiling boat called the Birdie Fish, and they can get a sense of maritime flight right there. And I want to say before we run out of time, it is holiday season, and of course I want to wish everybody that's listening Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays from SAIL Pensacola. And if you're wondering what to get those you love this holiday, I would recommend you buzz on over to the Fish House gift shop and grab some American Magic branded Helly Hansen gear, because they have got it, and you can't get the Helly Hansen American Magic branded gear with Visit Pensacola on it like you can there. It's the only place you'll have the most unique presence around.
That is fantastic. And of course, our friends at the Fish House, there, Collier and Maria and others. But Tim, Foil Week is going to be really exciting. It's February the 24th through March the 2nd. SailPensacola.org is your website, right?
It is, and you can see all sorts of signups there. If you want to volunteer or get involved, there's a way.
That is fantastic. So world-class sailing meets world-class Mardi Gras excitement the end of February, 1st of March, and that Tuesday, which is Fat Tuesday, March the 4th, is the first day of the Sun Belt Basketball Tournament. So we'll have not only Foil Week happening in Northwest Florida, we'll have a college basketball tournament there, which we're very, very excited about having. So it's going to be a fantastic season. Tim, thank you so much for all you're doing to bring sailing and improve sailing and the business of sailing to Northwest Florida.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me, Danny.
Thank you, Tim. We'll see you soon. All right. Hilton Davis and I, this is Danny Zimmern. We are standing in for Andrew McKay. We've had a blast. It's about 8:15, so we'll take a break, do traffic on the fives and a couple commercials, and we'll be right back, and we'll learn about the Sun Belt Basketball Tournament.
Ooh, that sounds good. Vehicle crash with roadblock we're still dealing with on 98 and Miracle Drive in Mary Esther. So just be aware of that. Seeing some slowdowns on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone. I'd plan about a 10 to 12 minute delay there. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
We're sharing more than ever before during the 2024 Subaru Share the Love event. Now through January 2nd, when you purchase or lease a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of four nationally recognized charities: the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. Or choose our local charity, the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association, and Anderson Subaru will add an extra $250 to Subaru's donation. And for every routine Subaru vehicle service visit, Anderson Subaru will donate $5 more to the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association. So far, we've donated over $175,000 to help fight breast cancer in Pensacola. Get a great vehicle and support a great cause at the Subaru Share the Love event now through January 2nd. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
$250 donation for new purchase or lease. Promotion ends January 2nd. See retailer or AndersonSubaru.com/share. For details.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital LLC.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
And all you'd ever hear me say is how I picture.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Danny Zimmert and Hilton Davis from the Zimmert team at Levin Rinke Realty, both residential and commercial.
We are back, baby.
And we are sitting in for Andrew, who's laying on a beach in his Speedo, drinking rum drinks. It's a lot to vision.
Yeah.
Andrew.
Yeah.
Hanging out on the beach. But we are joined by Ray Palmer, Executive Director of Pensacola Sports. And Ray, good morning to you.
Wow. That's the vision you lead me with?
I know. Those that know Andrew have struggled to get that vision, but we're going to live with it. But Ray, Pensacola Sports is so important. We had Rusty Branch on earlier, Mike Burns on earlier, Michelle Salzman on earlier, Captain Tim Kinsella on earlier. We had Chief Deputy Tommy Leiter on, and Tommy was, you know, celebrating his 35th year of graduating from the police academy. We're excited about that. But Pensacola Sports has grown under your leadership to do some amazing, amazing things. And Tim Rashon was just on with us talking about Foil Week. You just got through with SEC soccer, and you had a big announcement that they're coming back. And then Foil Week is February the 24th through March the 2nd. And then on March the 4th, Fat Tuesday, starts the Sun Belt Basketball Tournament. We could talk about all sorts of things, Ray. You tell us what you want to talk about.
Well, thank you, Danny. I appreciate it. You have been a great supporter of Pensacola Sports for many, many years, and I appreciate that. The first thing we could probably talk about is Pensacola Sports' signature, I don't want to say strictly a local event, but by far the largest run event that we own and manage is the Double Bridge Run 15K. Huge event for our community. Thousands of people starting downtown in historic Pensacola and then running the beautiful Pensacola Beach. You know, it's a historical run. It's 25 plus years old. And it is, you know, it's basically Pensacola's signature road run.
Of course. It's fantastic. And it's beautiful over the bridges and out to the beach and celebrating it. It's always during the season. So with Mardi Gras, it comes and goes as part of the season. What are the dates of the Double Bridge Run this year?
First Saturday in February, always. I believe that's the second.
Gotcha.
Second this year. First.
The first. And what's your website for people, for runners who want more information and to register?
Well, PensacolaSports.org for whether it be for Double Bridge Run, and we've got some special packages for runners if they need a stocking stuffer. Packaging that and the Bayou Hills Run, the other major run that Pensacola Sports manages and probably Pensacola's oldest run, 10K, City of Pensacola Championships. We package the two runs together for a reindeer packaged discount.
Awesome. So go to the website and register to run. And yep. We just had Tim Rashawn on, who's a part of Foil Week in Sail, Pensacola. Uh-huh. And that's going to be fantastic. And I know Pensacola Sports is playing a role in that. But we love the Sun Belt Basketball Tournament.
Yes, we do, don't we?
Yes. Tell us about it.
Well, of course, we were lucky enough 4 years ago, probably 5 years ago now, to be able to secure the Sun Belt Conference Men's and Women's Basketball Championships. They bring all 14 of their institutions, men's and women's teams. They dress up the Bay Center for a big-time Division I chance to play their way into March Madness.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And the winner of the tournament gets that automatic bid to March Madness.
Right.
But it's great basketball, and the Sun Belt Conference has some great coaches with great histories. But it's great basketball, both men's and women's. And this year it starts on Fat Tuesday. We would love all those schools of the Sun Belt to come in on Monday, get a little bit of Mardi Gras before their teams play, and everybody's still happy before two or three of the teams lose, but they're still happy. We want them to come, and they do. They fill up hotels all over the place, and Pensacola yep. Sports fills up hotels all year long in different ways.
Well, we do, and of course, you say we'd like them to come in Monday. I'd like them to come in Friday, right?
Now we're talking.
And spend a whole weekend of Mardi Gras celebrations and all the other great things that we have for them to do. So we're looking forward to this year, Danny. As I think you know, we have also excitedly signed an additional 5-year contract with Sunbelt Conference that starts in 2026, that will secure them in here till 2030 with an option for an additional 5 years, which
awesome.
Would bring them here till 2035.
Awesome. Awesome. And as we continue to make the Bay Center better, that tournament's only going to grow too. And we just
yep.
love it. And what's really interesting, Ray, all you sports fanatics, and I kind of consider myself one, Hilton is one a little mm-hmm. bit, the Sun Belt Conference, it's a great conference and has great players, but several of the players are stars of the Sun Belt, and with NIL in the transfer portal, several of those guys end up at our SEC schools. I know there was a young dude who was the MVP of the tournament who ended up playing for Miami for two more years. So it really is a place to see great basketball and people you never know you might see playing pro.
Well, Sun Belt Conference actually last night in the men's national NCAA finals soccer championship was Marshall versus, I believe, Vermont. And Marshall lost it in overtime. But, you know, the Sun Belt Conference representing to win a national championship at the highest level.
Fantastic.
And that's good. That's good for Sun Belt. That's good for Pensacola, ultimately.
Yep. Well, Pensacola Sports.
And we know the Marshall people travel because we see them in green.
The Thundering Herd, right?
You got it.
Yeah. And they're all so nice, you know. It's just,
wonderful.
People that come from out of town and you see them at the games and they enjoy Pensacola. There's a lot to do. The most beautiful beach, the greatest downtown, it all really works together. And Pensacola Sports brings that together all year long with tennis tournaments and golf tournaments and just so many other things that Pensacola Sports does. When was it founded?
1955 and then incorporated in 1956. So we have a lot of history to stand up to. They've had great leadership ahead of me. Jerry Stevens put us on the map probably in a lot of ways. And then Shirley Cronley, under her leadership, continued to grow in the sports tourism industry. And then she handed it to me.
It's great. And it all fits together. We've got Greg Harris coming on in a little bit. And we had Jonathan Griffin with us, of course, the Maritime Park and the baseball team and the stadium and so much greatness in our wonderful downtown and our wonderful beach. We have a lot to offer, and Pensacola Sports does that for high school kids. Your runs attract all ages, I guess, but high school kids at different various events, and of course, the big signature events. And bed tax dollars help us promote our events. Pensacola Mardi Gras got some support of bed tax dollars. So does Foil Week and Pensacola Sports as well. And it helps us promote Pensacola and Northwest Florida to all parts of the country, particularly the Southeast, but all parts. And those athletes, when they come here for an event, they come back, don't they?
Yes, they do. You know, Danny, we just had the NAI Women's National Soccer Championship, and the NAI schools literally came from every corner of our country, California, Washington, South Florida, all up the East Coast. And those collegiate age athletes are being impacted and being shown our fantastic community as they decide where they will live their lives, where they'll vacation the rest of their lives. And it's a chance for us to show off.
That is fantastic. Ray Palmer, Executive Director of Pensacola Sports. Ray, thank you so much for coming on and talking. PensacolaSports.org, I think, is what you said. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Correct. Absolutely.
And the Double Bridge Run, a very, very wonderful, fun event that's just great for Northwest Florida. Brings people from out of town to run, is Saturday, February the 1st, and registration is available at your website, I think, right?
That's right.
All right, and people have to go get Sun Belt basketball tournaments. It starts on Fat Tuesday, March the 4th, the Sun Belt basketball tournament. And I encourage those of you, go out and buy 25 or 30 tickets and give them to a middle school basketball team, a high school basketball team, get tickets to a game. Let's fill the Bay Center and see some great basketball and show off Pensacola. But let's expose some of our folks here that may need a little bit of a hand up to get some tickets and do that. And I know Ray would help you if you contact him.
Yep, and Danny, they are running an actual holiday special for tickets, which is a really good deal, a $99 deal. It gets you an entire tournament package. It's at a good seat, so I encourage people to ask.
Thank you, Ray. Ray Palmer, Pensacola Sports. I'm Danny Zimmer with Hilton Davis. We'll be right back.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Two students are in critical condition in a school shooting in Madison, Wisconsin. Another student and a teacher are dead.
This is a small, private K through 12 Christian school, 420 students. This is where police say a 15-year-old girl who was a student, armed with a handgun, started shooting in a study hall, killing a teacher and a student and injuring six others before turning the gun on herself.
Fox's Garrett Tenney, no word why the girl may have done it. Trump Health and Human Services Secretary nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is at the Capitol today for meetings with senators who'll be voting on confirmation. Incoming White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt on Fox.
Make America healthy again. That's a signature campaign promise that he and President-elect Trump campaigned on, and it's one of the many reasons the American people reelected President Trump.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is a beautiful morning here in Pensacola. We've got sunshine, 61 degrees right now. There's an investigation underway after several gunshots last night in Pensacola. Now, this happened on Davis Highway outside of the New Asian Grocery and Halal Meat Store. No gunshot victims were found at the scene there, and PPD says no arrests have been made as of yet. The search for the body of Hunter Slezak has been suspended by officials in Mobile County. Sheriff Paul Birch said that his office had now exhausted all of their efforts in water, air, and with divers. Slezak was on a boat with his father, Michael Slezak, and Sam Woolley. Their shrimp net on the boat snagged something underwater. It pulled the boat under. Michael Slezak and Sam Woolley's bodies were both recovered. The search for Hunter now has been ongoing since late November. There's an update on the racist graffiti incident in Santa Rosa County at Milton High School. Three men are now charged with trespassing on school grounds. Officials say that 21-year-old Colby Rutherford, 19-year-old Tristan Maddox, and 20-year-old Colin Kuhn have all been arrested and released on bond. The vandalism happened back in November. It was reported by a school employee when racist messages were found on doors and windows at the school. The suspects were captured on surveillance footage, entering the school grounds and defacing the building after hours. Pensacola Beach lifeguards have gone high-tech. Beachgoers can now receive alerts about surf and beach conditions on their phones. The lifeguards have launched the Pensacola Beach Surf Warning Flag Text Alert Notification System. Beach officials confirm that system is now operational. If you want to sign up for those alerts, text PBFLAGS to 888-777. Military members will see an increase in their housing allowance next year. The Department of Defense says the increase should average about 5% when those new rates take effect on New Year's Day. The UWF Haas Center says about 34,500 service members call Northwest Florida home. What each service member receives per month depends on their rank and where they live. Florida's Attorney General asking FEMA to address a disturbing issue, what she calls a disturbing issue. Ashley Moody announcing yesterday that she's asked the federal agency to ease regulations that are preventing families from rebuilding or repairing homes after recent hurricanes. Moody says the regulations by FEMA's National Flood Insurance Plan require repairs that a lot of people cannot afford. She says it's making it so people on limited budgets are forced to leave the communities that they love. Lawmakers and residents both saying they want answers about all the drone activity that's been reported in the U.S. lately.
Unidentified object insider and podcaster Stephen Diner says he is concerned that the drone activity is escalating.
When it comes to September, this has been happening longer than that. New Jersey grabs the headlines, but a lot of people don't remember that this was also happening over Virginia, Langley Air Force Base, just recently over the weekend, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio.
Drones and mysterious lights have been reported in several states, including New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, California, and Oregon. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the reason there's so many drones is that in September of 2023, the FAA changed the rules so that drones could fly at night. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Thank you very much, Lisa. And it is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John.
No new accidents to let you know about right now. Just seeing some minor delays on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 construction zone. Speaking of construction, if you're on the Garson Point Bridge going either northbound or southbound, you're going to experience some delays due to construction there. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Biggins with your traffic on the fives.
Plenty of sunshine today with a high near 74 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 58 degrees. For Wednesday, 20% chance of a few pop-up showers, high near 75. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 52. Slight cool down for that Thursday, high near 68 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 45. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 61 in Pensacola, 60 in Gulf Breeze, 57 in Milton. Your money now this morning. The Dow is down 166 points at 43,551. The S&P down 26 and three-quarter points at 6,046. The NASDAQ is down 112 points at 20,061 today. Our 10-year bond rate is up just a bit at 4.401%. Gold prices are down 1740 at 2652.60. Silver prices down 24 cents, 3081. And Bitcoin up almost 1400 today at 107,554. Ethereum down, Solana up just a bit. No change in Dogecoin, sticking at 40 cents right now. Taking a look at a few of our financial headlines today. A Senate report accusing Amazon of tweaking workplace injury data to make its warehouses seem safer than they are. Seattle University Assistant Law Professor Liz Ford says the case is very unusual.
In most circumstances, those issues do get addressed in a much more kind of collaborative way than we're seeing here.
That report was released on Sunday by the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pension Committee after an 18-month probe into 7 years of Amazon workplace injury data. ChatGPT search is now available for all ChatGPT users. OpenAI's web search assistant either automatically determines which questions should be searched or users can press a button. Search is also now faster and can be set as the default on any web browser. And it is 8:37, our next news at 9. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Danny Zimmern and Hilton Davis sitting in for Andrew McKay, who is in a Speedo on a beach somewhere drinking rum drinks.
You've been making us think about that since 5 a.m. this morning.
Those that know
Early this morning.
Those that know Andrew appreciate that. Speaking of knowing Andrew and knowing everybody in town, we've had a bunch of fantastic guests, but Greg Harris, owner of the Pensacola Ice Flyers, is on with us. Greg, you with us?
I'm with you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. The first Canadian accent we've had on today. We've had about 10 people on.
Very refreshing.
Well, all I can say is sorry about that.
Yeah, right. So, Greg, your hockey team is, it's unbelievable. You're selling out games. You're getting 5,000 and 6,000 people a game. There's always activities. And the Pensacola Mardi Gras Mambo is on Saturday the 11th, and you're sponsoring that. We're very excited. But, man, your hockey games are unbelievable. And what's really unbelievable is the tater tot bar you did for us one night.
No one can have that party deck without the tater tot bar. It's almost, I might make that a rule from now on. But, no, I appreciate it. Our community support has been truly incredible. And you know, we want to make sure that we're doing everybody justice and making sure, hey, when you buy a ticket to a game, it's not just, hey, you're paying $15 or $20 or even, you know, all the way up to $30 for glass seats. You're getting way, way, way beyond the true value of what you're actually spending. So, and you're even happy and entertained and feeling, hopefully walking away with a win.
Well, it's really a lot of fun, and we've had season tickets. I mean, there's pregame, there's breaks between the first and second and third periods, and you have games at games to play and intermission with, you know, beanbag stuff, and just all sorts of different fun deals and entertainment. I mean, it really is a night of entertainment, and the community is showing up, aren't they?
Yeah, no, 100%. And that's how we structure things too. It's like every aspect of the game is, there's something going on, and we want to hit these, how we, you know, our strategy and philosophy behind our script or production script for basically what it is if we want to hit the high points, you know, like a fan toss or something for fan engaging, you know, periodically, and then let them come down a little bit and then hit that high again. But even if it's like, I have clear instructions to our director that if there's a bad call on us and the fans are booing, I want you to replay that over and over and over again before fans get madder and madder, right? Because it's like, let's take your fans on an emotional roller coaster.
Yep.
And because at the end of the day, when you're like, I think we've all been to some kind of sporting event. I mean, you're a big Florida State fan, right, Danny?
No, don't. Hey, you.
No, I know.
No, that's me. I'm the Florida State fan.
I know you're a Gator fan.
Yeah.
But like, I know you've been to games where you leave it and you're exhausted.
Right.
Because of just the emotional investment that you have just laid out in that stadium or in that arena. So that's what we want to do, and that's what we want to do for our fans and our community.
Well, it's fantastic, and you have a big Mardi Gras night. You have a parade on
absolutely.
Ice.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Sponsored by Pensacola Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
No one better. So, yeah, no, it's going to be fun. I mean, it's going to be a great, you mentioned Mambo earlier, and, you know, we're coming up with a bunch of cool different, I think this week we're releasing some package that you can do, like, or you can potentially win tickets to our Mardi Gras night, and then also tickets to the Little John concert with that Mambo there. So, but yeah, no, the parades on ice are incredible. Last year we had over like 7,000 fans there. So we're hoping to sell it with 8,000 fans there for Mardi Gras night.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Greg, let's do traffic on the fives. Hold on 1 second.
All right, not seeing any accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. If you're traveling on the Garcon Point Bridge, both northbound and southbound, you're going to see about a 15-20 minute delay due to construction on the bridge. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We're joined by Greg Harris, owner of the Pensacola Ice Flyers. And, man, what a – the Pensacola Bay Center, our good friend Michael Capps and Kenzie there, the Bay Center comes alive on hockey nights, and it's so much fun. You have a Mardi Gras parade on ice in between the periods. throw beads and stuff, and you help sponsor the Mardi Gras Mambo, which is January the 11th with Little John, where a Mardi Gras party meets a concert with songs that everybody loves to sing and dance along with. But singing and dancing and having a big time is really just a part of going to an Ice Flyers game. I wish the team was playing better.
Yeah, I do too. I definitely do too. But we'll find a rhythm, you know. And no one remembers October in championship runs. So
perfect.
So we'll get together. But yeah, no, I know. Like, I'm excited for Mambo because I got super sick last year, and so I missed the first ever Mardi Gras Mambo. I was so upset. But yeah, no, we're excited. My staff is excited there. We've been talking it up too, so there's gonna be I think it's gonna get even bigger and better. So we're looking forward to being a part of it. It's great to be another great event at the Pensacola Bay Center.
Yeah, I think we get to use the Bay Center because the team is traveling, which I was kind of glad that nobody would check Little John into the board, you know.
I mean, I'll still be there, and I used to play hockey, so I could do it if you really want me to.
Yeah, perfect. Greg Harris, owner of the Pensacola Ice Flyers. Greg, thank you so much for your commitment to Pensacola and Northwest Florida. And you have your own foundation. You do so much in the community, and you've been a wonderful addition to us Southerners, getting a Canadian there. But maybe you're from South Canada.
South Canada, yeah. I actually kind of am from South Canada. But no, it's my pleasure to be a part of it. It's a great honor to be a part of this community and do what we can to make this community even better than it already is.
So where can people get hockey tickets and information?
IceFlyers.com. Super simple.
Perfect. IceFlyers.com. Greg Harris, owner of the team and a really great member of Pensacola's business community with a hockey team in Northwest Florida. Thank you, Greg, for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about Mardi Gras coming up as we're a part of the group that puts Mardi Gras on.
Very, very excited about that.
So we'll talk about it. So stand by, and we will be right back.
If a new Volkswagen is on your holiday wish list, there's no better time than now to sign and drive a new VW home for the holidays. Yep, the Sign and Drive event at Peakmore Imports offers you the 2025 Atlas and 2025 Atlas Cross Sport, both available for a 36-month lease with zero down payment, zero due at signing, and zero first-month payment. It's as easy as signing your name and making room under your tree or your driveway. Plus, the 2024 Tiguan and Taos crossovers are also available to sign and drive home for the holidays. And the 2024 VW Jetta SEL is now discounted a full $3,000, bringing its sale price to a low $28,451. The holidays are here, and the Peakmore Imports family wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Sign and drive is for a 36-month lease for qualified customers through PCI. Excludes tax, title, license options, and dealer fee. No security deposit. Example lease for a 2024 Tiguan S is $379 a month for 36 months. Discounts on Jetta before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Offers valid to January 2nd, 2025.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? Delicious. Ice cold. And zero sugar. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Try Coke Zero Sugar today and decide for yourself if it's the best Coke ever. Find Coke Zero Sugar at any local retailer.
Join Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
There's a moon over Bourbon Street tonight.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Danny Zimmern thinking about a moon over Bourbon Street.
Sounds like a good time to me.
Yep. Joined by Hilton Davis, a member of our real estate team, the Zimmern team at Levin Rinke Realty.
Yes, sir.
And Hilton and I do some commercial along with a few other folks. And Hilton does some residential, too, with my wife, Tanya. So, Hilton, we've got Mardi Gras coming up. We've had a bunch of great guests on today, all doing wonderful things in Pensacola. Sailing week, foil week. Foil week, sail, yeah. Foil, boats foiling that get week. Up on foils.
Foiling week, yep.
We had Tim Rush on talking about foiling week, mm-hmm. and that's the week of the parades in downtown Pensacola.
Right.
Friday night, February the 28th, Saturday the 1st is the Grand Mardi Gras Parade, and Sunday, March the 2nd is Pensacola Beach Parade, and then Fat Tuesday is March the 4th, also the first day of the Sun Belt Basketball Tournament.
Let me tell you, that week is going to be nonstop, isn't it?
It's crazy, and how much good is going on in Northwest Florida. A lot of that is because of the Board of County Commissioners and the Tourist Development Council, who mm-hmm. blessed a bunch of folks with some grants to get people here, and it's yeah. expensive, and they support us. It's just wonderful. We're really proud of an event we birthed thanks to that Board of County Commissioner and Tourist Development Council grant, the Pensacola Mardi Gras Mambo, Saturday,
oh, yeah.
the 11th in the Bay Center. We had Greg Harris, owner of the hockey team. They're sponsoring that, the Ice Flyers. And we've got Little John and Young Jock putting on a concert, but we also have Tim Jackson and a couple of his bands and Al Lau DJ. So it's a Mardi Gras party meets a concert, and we've tried to have artists that are on people's parade music.
Right,
which yeah. is dancing and partying and all that.
Well, and last year we had Flo Rida, which awesome. I think a lot of people forgot how many songs Flo Rida had. And yep. you know, everybody
hits.
Went to the yeah, absolute hits. And you went to the show and you were like, "Oh my gosh, I forgot about a lot of these." You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's going to be super super exciting and really really stoked to have Little John and Young Jock here for
yep.
sure.
And so. We've got a couple of special guests that I guess until they firmly commit. I think until I see them, I don't want to announce
yeah,
they're coming.
Keep that under wraps there.
But there are people coming. So you can get your tickets at Ticketmaster to the Mambo, and mm-hmm. there's VIP tickets. Now, that's a VIP pit where you can dance and party, and it comes with drinks and food and all that. And then you can also get reserve seats on the floor. The pit is their seats, but they're not. You don't get a reserve seat. You get to walk around and mingle and party and have
yeah.
a big time
yeah.
and go to the underneath room.
That's where you'll be, right? Mingling, walking around, partying?
I probably will be trying to herd the cats. But that, and then there's floor seats, which are great seats, and then seats in the bowl, reserve seats. So we have a bunch of Mardi Gras crews that have bought groups of seats. One group bought 44 tickets together.
Yeah.
And then there's several in the 30s and several in the 20s. So come in your Mardi Gras outfit, your Mardi Gras costume, support your crew. We're going to bring royalty from all the crews on stage there. And speaking of royalty, Mardi Gras kicks off on Saturday the 4th of January in downtown. That's where we line up the floats, and Father Nick Shum helps bless the floats with a processional of Pensacola's elected and special folks. Their royalty, you know, the sheriff and the police chief and the mayor and all sorts of people do that to bless our fleet of floats, bless our crews, and also bless our community. Pensacola Mardi Gras brought to us by Publix, our partner in bringing Mardi Gras. So we hope everybody goes out as they begin to pack their float with goods and have meetings and all that they try Publix catering and others. Let's do traffic on the fives, and we'll talk a little more about Mardi Gras.
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing very smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Perfect. Things are flowing smoothly.
We love I-10 and I-110 flow.
Yeah.
You know, it's real nice.
Right. We had Flo Rida last year.
Flo Rida.
Yeah.
No, that's right.
So we're excited about Mardi Gras kicking off on January the 4th. That's yep. going to start in Seville Quarter, of course, kind of the center of Mardi Gras in downtown Pensacola, but there's so many great restaurants and places to get a beverage.
And I'll be honest, if you haven't been down to the kickoff, like, you need to get down there because it's a whole different ordeal than just I think a lot of people just think of the parade, but there's a whole, you know, it's a long deal. Mardi Gras is a long deal, and that kickoff is really something special to start everything, you know.
Yeah,
so
it really is. And we have a VIP there upstairs inside of Seville Quarter for our friends and sponsors, which is great. And then we go out on the street and we have a second line processional, and we really kick Mardi Gras off. Mardi Gras really kicks off on the 12th night of Christmas, which is January the 6th. People call that the 12th night. Mm. But it's kind of hard to have a party on a Monday or Tuesday in downtown Pensacola, and we want to respect businesses. And right. So Saturday just seems to be the time to do it. So we're doing it on the 4th. Makes for a long season because Fat Tuesday is on March the 4th also. And so, and that, of course, foil week. In the middle of that, in the middle of Mardi Gras, the Martin Luther King Parade, Martin Luther King Day, and so many more great things happening in and around downtown Pensacola. As we've had guests on, we talk about the beach is wonderful here, beautiful white sand, beautiful hotels, the Innisfree hotels on Pensacola Beach. But it all works in symbiotic with downtown Pensacola, which has wonderful locally owned and operated restaurants, of which you actually were part of the Global Grill family.
That is correct. That is correct. And if you guys are in town for, you know, for Mardi Gras, coming to Pensacola, checking things out, downtown Pensacola is the spot to be. You know what I mean? You have to, not only the local restaurants, but, you know, we've got local shops and everything down there and the Wahoo Stadium. There's always stuff going on down there, Seville Quarter. So, yeah, if you're in town for any of Mardi Gras stuff, I mean, downtown is it.
Well, we are so proud of the Board of County Commissioners and the Tourist Development Council for helping prop up some of these regional attractions that we have here in downtown with grants, which Pensacola Mardi Gras got one, mm-hmm. as well as Foil Week, as well as Pensacola Sports, all of which we've had folks on. And the city of Pensacola grandfathered in 5 parades, and that happened under a great old mayor of ours, Mike Wiggins, who was so instrumental in that because budget times were tough, and former Mayor Wiggins is here in the studio and about to go on board. But budget times were tough, and budget times still are tough. So
no,
thank
that's right.
Thank the mayor and thank the Tourist Development Council and the Board of County Commissioners. Hilton, we've got about a minute left. Thank you for being on since 5 a.m.
5 a.m. Yeah, it started a lot earlier than that, didn't it? But, no, it's been an awesome day. I mean, hearing from everyone from around Pensacola, hearing what's going on, all the good things that are coming up, and makes you really, really excited to be a part of it. So,
and you have a podcast.
I do.
Tell us.
It's called Some People Suck. You can find it wherever you find your podcast, or on YouTube. We're all over the place, so definitely check that out. It's a great time. I do it with one of my best friends. We've been doing it for a couple years now, and have a lot of really cool people around the, you know, the Pensacola area, business owners and gym owners and artists and creatives and all that kind of stuff. So,
do you have old dudes like me?
We make exceptions here and there.
Yeah, perfect. All right. Thanks, everybody. Andrew, thanks for having us. We hope we don't get fired from our volunteer job, but we appreciate Dave and Mary Hoxing and all they do here at 92.3 and 1620. So we will be not right back because I think Meg and Mayor Wiggins are getting ready to come on. So thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you on the streets. And if you need any real estate, call Hilton or I.
That's it. Later, guys.